CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. It's Sunday the 29th of March 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB responds to COVID-19. Farewell GMT, hello BST. Contest updates. Dave Wilson, M0OBW, RSGB President, and Ian Shepherd, G4EVK, RSGB Board Chairman, have a message to radio amateurs. We hope that you all understand the very serious nature of the current health crisis. As you're aware, they continue, the situation has dramatically worsened and we have all been ordered to stay at home unless travelling for a specific and unavoidable reason. As radio amateurs, we are in the fortunate position of being able to talk to other amateurs and to chat to those who are finding it tough going. Ian and I are asking you, as radio amateurs, please to do one thing for us. Search out local amateurs and arrange a sked, not necessarily on air. There are many alternatives we can use, such as video calls or even a simple phone call. Pay particular attention to those who you know or learn to be alone or who are vulnerable for whatever reason. We are all in this together to keep safe. End of quote. As the UK clocks went forward 1 hour at 1 a.m. this morning, this is of course of Sunday the 29th, this means that we'll be on British summer time. Please note that many contests and other events often state the timings in UTC or GMT, which is 1 hour behind the local clock time here in the UK. As a result of the government's updated position on people's movements, the VHF and HF contest committees have taken the decision that until further notice they can no longer allow any entries from stations operating from portable or alternative addresses or from multi-operator stations. Single operator entries from shared stations will also not be accepted unless the station is being shared by family members living in the same postal address. We've reached a point with COVID-19 that it is inappropriate for the RSGB to run the IOTA contest in July 2020 in its usual format. We cannot encourage our participants to operate in multi-operator groups, nor to travel to island location where visitors are not currently welcome. We would like your opinion on whether we should cancel outright or should retain a contest this year for single operator home stations only. We're conscious that a large number of our members are going to be spending more time at home than normal, unable to enjoy many of our favourite outdoor contests. We're proposing a series of home-based daytime contests to entertain and support one another. Both of these issues are dealt with in a survey which we invite you to complete. This is at surveymonkey.co.uk/R, that's R for radio, /RSGB_HFCC_2020. The survey is open until Friday the 3rd of April, after which the outcomes will be made public. While the National Radio Centre itself is currently closed, it's the Bletchley Park Museum, the NRC volunteer team have taken the opportunity to run some nets to keep in touch with each other. We're acutely aware that whilst in self-isolation, it is more important than ever to stay in communication. So what better way than using amateur radio? The NRC volunteers are running an 80-metre net on 3.730 megs, most mornings 10:30, and a 2-metre net on 144.330 megs, most afternoons at 2:30 p.m. The NRC team have been enjoying an increasing number of stations calling in, and not just volunteers who work at the National Radio Centre. They've been joined by amateurs who had previously enjoyed a visit to the NRC or had planned to do so. All are welcome. Even if you can't join the 80-metre net, remember the Hack Green Watch SDR site provides an excellent monitoring resource. They look forward to greeting more amateurs and listeners in the weeks to come. Planning continues for the 2020 RSGB convention, which is being held at Kent Hills Park Conference Centre from Friday the 9th until Sunday the 11th of October. As in previous years, our convention is being held in conjunction with the AMSAT UK Colloquium. The lectures are split into HF, VHF, technical and general streams, and there is, of course, the separate AMSAT stream, which all of those at the convention are welcome to attend. It's not too late to request a talk on a particular subject or to volunteer to give a talk yourself on a subject you feel would be of interest. Please send an email to convention@rsgb.org.uk with your suggestions or comments. Bookings will be open shortly via the RSGB website. As details of the lectures and other activities become available, you'll find them on the RSGB site. Radio amateurs will share the concerns of everyone about the seriousness of the COVID-19 outbreak. Governments all over the world are advising social distancing to slow the spread of the virus and to give health services the chance to cope. Field days bring radio amateurs together and therefore represent an environment where social distancing is difficult to achieve. The IARU will not sponsor the Region 1 HFCW field day in June. Single operator contests, however, remain a great way for those forced to stay at home to enjoy the magic of amateur radio. The DATV beacon on the QO100 satellite has changed frequency and symbol rate to allow more space on the transponder for other users. The new transmission is on 10491.5 MHz with a symbol rate of 1500 KS DVB-S2 FEC45. A new band plan is being developed and will be published on the Wideband Spectrum Monitor. https://eshail.bac.org.uk as soon as it's finalised. The RSGB has just launched a new award designed for those aged under 26. The Youth Award encourages young people to build their on-air experience through a range of activities, from listening on SDR, talking in contests, to building antennas for specific bands or modes such as satellites. The award has four levels, bronze, silver, gold and platinum, and each level requires a minimum number of modes to make a minimum number of contacts. Further information see in the Society's website. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club organise International Marconi Day every year. This year it was due to be held on the 24th of April, Marconi's actual birthday. But regrettably, because of the COVID-19, this worldwide event has now been cancelled. So far, 57 stations worldwide had registered. And if you have any queries, please contact crac.imd@gmail.com. Derby Dale and District ARS has announced the Mills on the Air special event has been cancelled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. They're starting planning for 2021 now and hope for a bumper year next year. The organisers say thank you to all who intended to join this year, stay in and keep well. Pubs and Clubs on the Air 2020 won't go ahead on the 15th and 17th of May. The organisers suggest amateurs could still get on the air from home at the weekend. At that weekend, you may make some new local friends. The RSGB has a coronavirus updates page that brings together some of these great ideas, as well as important announcements. Look on the RSGB site for more. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Because of COVID-19, all events in the forthcoming weeks are cancelled or postponed in line with government advice. We'll keep the rallies page on the RSGB website as up to date as we can. Please send details of any rallies and plans to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for contest news, please note that most contest organisers are not accepting entries from multi-operator groups or from portable entries. Check the rules before taking part. This week the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today the 29th. It's SSB only on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest band with the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, 50 megs MGM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, 144 megs MGM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 metre contest runs 1900 to 2000 UTC, SSB only, exchanges your four character locator. On Sunday, the first Rolo Rolling Locator Contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB, the exchange signal report and the locator received. Also Sunday, the first 70 megs contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC, all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. The UK Microwave Group second contest runs on Sunday, 1000 to 1600 UTC, 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the SPDX contest runs 1500 UTC on the 4th to 1500 UTC on the 5th. Using CW and SSB on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number, with SP stations sending their province code. Now for the radio propagation report, compile G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO. With the solar flux index remaining at 70 to 71 all week, conditions were pretty predictable. The KP index rose to 2 or 3 at times, but on the whole, geomagnetic conditions were stable. There was a large coronal mass ejection off the Sun on March the 20th, but it wasn't Earth-directed and didn't affect us much. It's at times like this when the slightest HF enhancement stands out. At 10:30 UTC on Wednesday the 25th, the critical frequency as measured by the Chilton Digisonde rose to 5.675 megs, which meant a maximum usable frequency of more than 21 megs over a 3,000-kilometre path. But why did it rise? NOAA issued a warning that the greater than 2 MeV electron flux reached high levels on Wednesday, with a peak flux value of 1,398 particle flux units. About this time, the GOES-16 satellite showed a fall in the X-ray flux coming off the Sun. Solar X-rays from the Sun penetrate to the bottom of the ionosphere to around 8 kilometres and create an enhancement of the D-layer. So it could be that the lower X-ray flux meant less D-layer absorption, and coupled with the increased electron flux, HF signals were able more easily to reach the now enhanced F2 layer. The moral of this story is that HF propagation isn't all about sunspots. If anyone did work any interesting DX on the higher bands around 10:30 UTC on Wednesday, please email the details to psc.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain at about 70. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be settled with a KP index of about 2. This weekend may have unsettled HF conditions due to a large coronal hole which became Earth-facing on Thursday. The 26th, things should be more settled by Monday. VHF and up, the recent pressure has certainly looked promising on the weather maps, but as hinted at last week, the air near the surface is very dry, and since good tropo needs moist air near the surface, overlain by warmer, dry air above, we have not seen the bands liven up to expectations based on the Hall barometer alone. This high is being nudged west over the Atlantic, which will allow a cold northerly flow down across the country with a few wintry showers in the east at first, but mainly dry, but maintain high dry pressure weather for most of the week. This means there is a continuing chance of propo, but don't expect too much of it. There's been some sporadic heat on 10 and 6 metres. The primary driver of this appears to be related to an east-north-easterly jet stream over the continent at just the right distance from the UK to support paths to southeastern Europe and round to Italy and Spain. This favourable jet stream will decline by this weekend, but next week a further northerly jet stream may offer some chances, this time towards Scandinavia and eastern Europe. The spring aurora period is upon us, so as always it's worth checking for activity if the KP index shows a disturbed magnetic field. The moon reaches maximum declination on Wednesday, and with just over a week to go to perigee, path losses will fall all week. 144 meg sky noise is at its lowest next weekend. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also.